day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Richard Burkham, mayor for the town of Brome Lake, who is going to be addressing the current situation that has arisen between the administration for the Public Safety Department and the Brome Lake firefighters. So, Richard, there has been some information circulating about the administration for the Public Safety Department here in Brome Lake and the Brome Lake firefighters that has raised a lot of questions in the community. So from my understanding, the fire department has created a union to address certain issues. Can you please provide some clarity on this situation and what is happening exactly?
Certainly. Going back a little over 4 years ago, the town of Brome Lake and Sutton came to a mutual agreement for the administration part of running the fire department after the resignation of Pierre LaPlante. I shouldn't say resignation, the retirement of Pierre LaPlante and then Pierre running for councillor. We looked into sharing administration duties with Sutton and cost also, and a lot of the other fire departments in the MRC are looking towards the same thing, sharing not just the administration of fire departments, but also administration in towns and how larger towns can share their personnel at a certain point, you know what I mean? Not totally, but to help them alleviate, because right now there's a lot, it's very hard to find, you know, personnel. So we decided to go on that. So it was a money, an economic saving for town of Brome Lake and also for Sutton. And of course, we all know Don Miro and Marc Antoine Fortier. Don Miro is a fire chief in Sutton, and Marc Antoine is the assistant and also a top preventionist. So we went that route, and we signed an agreement with Sutton, and it's been working very well up to a point. And going back to January, we had a meeting with the firemen by Zoom, Gilbert, myself, and some of the quite a few of the firemen. I don't think all of them were present. It seemed along the way now that their demand has changed for certain reasons. So we hired a human resources company, which is neutral, which will come in and evaluate what the problem is. They will have interviews with the firemen and interview with the town also, and then they'll make their report. So that is the point that we're at right now, Taylor.
Okay, and are you able to give some detail as to some of the issues that the firefighters brought forward to the administration?
It has changed along the way, so I'm sort of like at reserve for that. I'm going to wait till the human resources report is complete, and then we'll certainly have a better picture of what is going on if everybody, cooperates. With the human resources person and is able to talk to the human resource person individually, you know, and not as a group. It's nice when you're individual, because then you can relate to the human resources person and, you know, give a certain perspective that you might be hesitant to give when you're in a group.
Okay, and how are these issues being addressed? You mentioned how you are having the human resources personnel come in. So is this how you're addressing the issue moving forward, just to get a better understanding as to what you can do to kind of alleviate?
Well, yeah, like I said, you know, we heard many things. People have sent me stuff on social media. Mind you, I'm not on social media to comment or anything like that. I've seen a few comments that are actually... Okay, they're either out in left field or right field. I mean, it's too bad when people, you know, exercise the right of social media to put their dirty laundry out there and not looking at the whole picture. I won't answer them on social media, that's for sure. If somebody comes to meet me, I'll answer them in person for sure. And that's why we hired the human resources person to get it down straight, because one person tells us one thing, one person states another, and we want the real picture, and we'll let the firemen give their version, and we'll give our version back, and what we have I've seen, and we'll go from there.
Okay, and from what I'm understanding, they created a union to kind of help address these issues. Are you able to comment on that a little bit as well?
Oh, I have no problem with the union. The union works both ways, and some people don't realize that, and they'll find out quick. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So union doesn't bother us a bit. I mean, it's too bad it couldn't be, because the firemen have to pay for a union. It's too bad it got to that point. Whatever reason they brought in the union, that was their choice. That's democracy, and we'll work with the union as we worked with the union when it was formed at the municipal garage in 2013, before I was elected. And for whatever reason they brought it in, that's it. So, no, that's not a problem for us.
And what type of support, or how is the town supporting the needs of the fire department?
Oh, it's operation as usual. I mean, there's been no change whatsoever. I mean, as far as day-to-day operation, the fire department's there. The calls are answered. The protection's there. The service is there. And we're continuing in that way. And Don Miro and Mark Antoine are still at the administration level of the fire department. That's the agreement that we have signed with Sutton. We'll continue in that way.
Okay, and I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention that you think would be important for the community to know about this situation.
Well, it's just the fact it's too bad. It's got to this point. Things like with the human resource, they'll find out, you know, if they talk freely and cooperate freely, be able to get a good picture. Same thing with the administration. And if the human resources come to speak to me, naturally, I'm sure they will. I will be very open and with them also, because that's what we have to be. It's open and be honest, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Richard, for providing some clarity. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks very much, Taylor. Have a great day.
CIDI has reached out to the Brome Lake Fire Department Union, and we are expected to do a follow-up in the upcoming days. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.